It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a moment. What a time.
What a time.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hour number two on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 45 minutes of football coming up, which will be not that different from the first hour, which was an hour of football. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute, react to what all happened in week one. The Falcons did make a signing at kicker. We caught up on that as well. Youngway Koo is still on the team, by the way. We'll get to a college football corner in about 20 minutes as well, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo.
Yeah, the Soldier Boy, because I remember, of course that, but when they used to play it at the Georgia game, because then I thought they played the hell out of it. The last time we won in those black jerseys, they played Auburn and beat the start out of Auburn. And then
I always hear Georgia fans talk about that song as a memory at Sanford Stadium.
That's all I remember. I remember that song, that team, that game, and just straight beat the hell out of Auburn. And then the next time we wore the black jerseys, Alabama stomped a mud hole in the ass, and we never wore them again. Like, they're in the back cupboard. I mean, hell, they might be all burned by now. Hell, I don't know, man. But yeah, that was always a significant time when that song came out.
Regular jerseys on Saturday, right? Like regular homes for Tennessee, regular homes for Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I have no clue.
I hope so.
Oh, I know what Georgia's wearing.
Like that, you do?
Yeah, they're wearing their white jerseys and silver britches.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. What you mean you hope?
Well, that's what I hope. I get tired of these great matchups.
We only had one time, and that was that Arkansas game.
Yeah, Georgia's been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
They sneak in the black every once in a
no,
while.
No, they don't.
They don't?
Not with Kirby.
In a bowl game or something like that?
Oh, they
won
against Cincinnati. They won against Cincinnati.
They did something. There's been little blips.
Yeah, they won against Cincinnati.
Got one of the best jerseys in college football. Just wear it.
You're right.
And then Tennessee will wear gray jerseys sometimes.
Yeah, man, I don't like
that. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know.
They also have really good, it's a good, when Georgia and Tennessee play, and they both have their traditional uniforms on. That's a great look.
Yes, it is.
That looks like Saturday in the South.
Is game day up
this
weekend?
That's what they are.
Okay. So the game's gotten even bigger.
It's even bigger.
Game day is in Knoxville. Yeah, this is Heupel's best. What I'm looking for? Because I thought about it this morning. His best chance since he's been there
To beat Georgia.
Yeah, this is his best chance
because his best team was a couple years ago, and they were number one and all that hype. And man, if it wouldn't have rained,
if it wouldn't have rained,
Georgia went in there and handled their business that day.
Wouldn't rain, Andy.
You're probably right about that. I just feel like we still just don't know anything about Georgia.
Me too.
we just don't.
Me too.
And they haven't showed us anything. And I don't know. Maybe that makes you feel better if some of the bad has you concerned. Maybe it makes you feel worse if some of the bad you feel like is real. I don't know. But we'll talk to Brandon Adams about Georgia as we always do at 1:20 coming up this afternoon. We'll get back into some college football in about 15 minutes as well, including that game. What?
Uncle Dave. My Uncle Dave says, hello, family. This is our group text. Finally got my results of my treatment, and I'm officially cancer-free.
Amen,
Uncle Dave. Amen. My favorite uncle. Well, he's my only uncle. Him and Uncle Greg, they're both my favorite. But shout out shout out to my Uncle Dave, man. Love you, man. So proud of you.
That's awesome.
So proud of you.
Great to hear that, Uncle Dave. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. The first bit of news is actually a little bit breaking. We got some breaking news. The Falcons are signing kicker Parker Romo to the practice squad. Youngway Koo's still there, so they'll both be there this week.
Yes.
Sure they'll compete. You think he'll just be the guy?
You don't make this move unless he's going to be the guy.
Right, what's the point of signing him?
Right. Unless you're telling me they're going to have a kicking competition on game week?
I hope not.
That's weak as hell.
What are they, just waiting? And then,
You sign him on Friday or Saturday to the – because he's going to travel.
Put him on the practice squad or cut him, really?
Yeah, he's going to travel up there with them and all that. I don't think they're going to cut Youngway.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't understand what you think. Tell me what you think.
What's the new guy's name?
Parker Romo.
Parker Romo's going to go to Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. He's going to go stay on the practice squad. Then probably Saturday or something, they'll activate him. I think he's kicking Sunday.
So you think Parker Romo will kick on Sunday?
Yes.
Then what are they going to do with Youngway?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's okay to say the next thing you think, too.
I think they should cut him.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm at that point with him.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I'm at that point.
It's not personal.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to tell me.
Professional.
You're going to tell me you're going to have a kicking competition game week?
Yeah.
All right. Never heard it before, but it's a new day and age, Andy. It's a new day. It's a new day. Usually when you bring a kicker in, it's usually a kicker. When you bring him in, he's usually going to kick. Now, unless your kicker's hurt or something, but if you're in a situation where they are.
They right now have three kickers.
Because I'm going to tell you now, reading around the league, there's a lot of teams with kicking problems right now.
Right, that's the thing.
It's a lot of teams with kicking problems.
And maybe that's why you signed Parker Romo immediately because you had four guys in this morning to try out.
Yes.
So you snap up the one you like the best. And then B, you wait if you're going to do anything with Youngway so somebody else doesn't sign him
right.
if you're worried about that. So I don't know. I get why it's happened.
Yes.
Because it has been
bad.
It's the biggest story of obviously the game. I'm looking forward to not talking about kickers that much anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Just get a guy who can make some kicks.
That's it.
Let's hear what Baker Mayfield had to say postgame about him and Michael Penix conversation.
I told him after the game, he's going to be a problem in this division for a long time. I think he's a great player. He's decisive, goes through his reads, trusts his guys. Yeah, he's young, but he's got it.
I love it. I love it. That's a sign of respect from Baker. And I think he's right.
Yeah.
But the thing with it is, as we talk all the time about young players, it was something I was taught as a young player. You got to keep stacking days and stacking games. And then that's because the biggest thing you want as from a young player, because you know they're going to make mistakes, but you want them to be consistent, you know, not consistently bad, but you know what I mean? Like don't let one mistake ruin everything because you're going to make them. We know that. Veterans make mistakes, but as a rookie, you just don't want that to derail with good stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, those are sort of my post-kicker takes after the game. And it was nice to see a lot of people say what they said, and understandably, Penix played good, like gave people a lot of confidence in the quarterback position. Feels like he is, you know, that was a good first step, making a first start on opening day. We just got to do it again and be a little bit better. Simple as that. Like, there's been a million quarterbacks that have had a pretty good game and then not played good the next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really good to see. There was a lot of the stuff you know he can do, he did on Sunday. Now you just got to hope it's a little bit better this Sunday and hopefully they get the win. It was a tale of two halves last night for the quarterback the Falcons are going to face in week two. He played on Monday Night Football last night as the Vikings beat the Bears 27-24. This is the bad in the first half.
Wants the snap, gets it. Full house blitz, throwing out to the left. It's picked up down the sideline right to the 40-yard line. He is history, baby, leaving the Vikings the taillights into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears, and a pick six for Deshaun Wright.
You should not throw the ball late across your body against the blitz. The corner was sitting inside.
He couldn't believe the ball came.
He was like, what the hell? Is that the ball coming?
Sure. All right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Great touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make that mistake with the pressure and then throw it late back across your body. You just can't. I don't give a damn how strong your arm is. Where the DB is playing, he's playing there for a reason because he knows you can't make that throw unless you throw it to me. And so, yeah, great play by him. But, again, we talked about the young kid earlier, just really bounced back, played hard, three touchdowns, four. He counted for four, but three for the offense and one for the Bears.
threw for three, two to his team, one to the Bears, ran for one.
Yeah.
And that's almost all the touchdowns that got scored.
Yeah. I mean, Caleb had a nice touchdown run, man. Yeah. The way he runs, I'm like, oh, he about to get blasted. And, oh, boy, I don't know why the defender at the goal line, maybe because it's a quarterback, he hesitated for a second.
Yeah.
No, go knock his ass out.
Yeah, he's got some escapability about him, though, which, you know, is one of the things you know about him. And I thought he played pretty good.
I thought he did.
At first, and then he kind of got a little sloppy as the game went on. But I think good signs all around. Obviously, you blow a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. You don't feel good about it if you're Chicago at home. But I think Minnesota's pretty good. Said this a million times. Say it again. Kevin O'Connell's pretty good with quarterbacks, man. He does a pretty good job with some quarterbacks. We were going to mention this. The Jaguars trade Tank Bigsby to the Eagles.
Interesting.
Pair of late round picks.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean depth.
Interesting. Depth.
But wouldn't the Jags also want depth?
Shipley played really well as the backup to to Saquon.
Right.
But, I mean, all right. I mean, I won't question Howard Roseman.
No.
Yep.
He's probably going to have a really important carry in the playoffs.
Something like that. Yep.
At some point.
Yep. Saquon needs a breather for a second. Get the wind knocked out.
Or maybe they do like they did last year and Saquon's good and they got it all sewed up for the playoffs. Yep. And Tank Bigsby gets to be the starter for a couple games in December.
He's
a pretty good player, man.
I like Tank. Like,
Tank Bigsby pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, Trevor Etienne, he had a nice game. He played really, really well. And so, you know, I think that's what they were waiting because I thought it was one of the things where he was going to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for – and I think they were.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put fillers out there for him and everything like that. But, George Kittle's going to be out with the hamstring. Also, Brock Purdy come up with the toe and a shoulder.
Yeah.
And so Kyle's not giving really any information on that. But we know this. George Kittle's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
We know he's going to be out for a while. We were talking off the air about his backup tight end who had the nice little catch for the touchdown.
Awesome catch.
Yeah.
Snatched it away from the Seahawks defender. I never heard of that guy before.
Yeah. So,
hell of a play.
Looks like he's going to do that. And Russell Wilson, he's going to be the starter. They were talking about bringing packages for Jackson Dart. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They're not too far similarity of quarterback.
That's true.
If Jackson Dart was just a running quarterback,
right.
But they're not.
Dude, Russell's not much of a running quarterback these days.
Don't do that.
Don't do it yet, and I'll say just slow play this for your job security. You got to microdose this thing.
Yes.
You can't replace him yet.
No.
Because too much time left in the season. Jackson Dart's not going to play great. You got to wait later in the year to do it so he plays good enough to where you might be able to convince him that you need to mentor him so you can keep your job.
Yeah.
That's how you got to play it.
Yeah.
It's too early for all this
stuff.
It's
too damn early.
You can't be putting Jackson Dart in there yet. Here's Derrick Henry talking about blaming himself for what happened on Sunday night.
Well, first of all, I got to take care of the ball. I told my teammates after the game, put the boss on me. I own it like a man. We emphasize taking care of the ball since we got back. It's a big emphasis, especially in our room at running back, taking care of the football, keeping it high and tight. Got lackadaisical and they made a play, but you know, man, I put the boss on me.
That was a hell of a play by the defense
to get it
that
was.
Ball. That dude, did you see him bounce that dude off the ground like a basketball?
Who, Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the first touchdown, he's coming through number 24, and he bounced him like a basketball.
He dribbled him.
He dribbled him off the damn turf.
He did do that.
To be that big and his hat, but first of all, to have as many carries as this dude has had, and to be that big and still be just pulling away from folks.
Yeah. The craziest one, like that was incredible. I mean, he dribbled him on his way to the end zone. He got the edge on the safety.
On the left side. No, which side? On both sides.
Taylor,
on both teams.
Taylor Rapp had the angle on it.
Yes.
And obviously Henry's much bigger than Taylor Rapp.
Yes.
So
and he eliminated
He didn't want to head up on him.
He eliminated
that. Yeah, and he got around. It's like, what?
Dude, he bounced that dude off the ground like he was a basketball.
There are actually very few people that are legitimately built different.
He is.
Yeah. People say that all the time. No, you're not.
No.
He is.
That guy right there.
He's like 1,000... I don't know, way more than that, actually. I don't know how many carries he has in the NFL. Too many to still be doing that.
Yep. And he running through your face.
Or by you. He'll
or
pull away from you in the open field.
I ain't get stiff arm. I mean, it's hard to say. I only stiff arm one time.
Yeah.
And it was like I was diving for his feet. He kind of mushed the back of my head. But I had grass all over my mouth. It was stuck in my face mask.
At what level was this?
It's NFL. I was chasing.
Well, you were a tight end.
Yeah, I was chasing.
This was an interception.
Yeah. He got
You're not paid to tackle.
I know, but I take pride in it, Buck.
You probably handed out a few stiff arms yourself.
Yes, I have. Have you ever got up with grass in your damn mouth and in your face mask?
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck is embarrassing.
Not in my face mask, but yeah, I had grass in my mouth a few times.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Golf course injuries, you know? It's a bad lie. I think I can manage it. Oh, I lost my balance. Oh. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.